Let's find out from Michelle Bishop, who we're talking about idols on the sad day of the passing of Norm Provan, who were on the posters on her wall. G'day, Michelle.
Good afternoon. Well, I think I've revealed this, and it's a little bit. Lots of people might not remember him, but mine was Will Robinson from the Dalmain Tigers many years back.
Yeah, you did. Danger. Rookie of the year.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Nice. Good old country boy. Listen, I'm in a very privileged situation at the moment that I'll share with you guys. I'm actually at the home of Johnny Reilly, who of course played alongside Norm Provan. I'm sitting here with Carol Raper, of course. The wife of Johnny Raper, and I'm sharing some absolute wonderful memories. I kicked off the day, obviously, after I got off radio this morning from a phone call, though, this morning from my 11-year-old son who's in Canberra, and he said, "Mum, it's such a sad day. The man in the trophy died." And I just thought, wow, that is just so powerful. That's another generation that Norm's touched, Norm Provan has touched. He's like one of the most widely regarded footballers of such a special rugby league era. Obviously, the other half, as we say, of the Arthur Summons, Arthur Summons Trophy. It's just, and for an 11-year-old to ring up and say, you know, the man in the trophy, that's something special.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, it's Jo here. It's obviously a really sad day, but it's a day as well that you can look back and remember the great times and the impact that Norm had. Do you have a lasting or a favourite memory of Norm?
Oh, look, not anything in particular. Just remember him as a kid, you know, watching him obviously play. It was a little bit before my time in terms of, me sitting there watching. Never got to watch him in action in real life. But, just the impact that he's had. And I guess he's always just been a part of the game, as we know, that image of the pair of them in the mud, it's sort of iconic. It is rugby league. And as I say, probably never talked about it much with my own children. And for my 11-year-old to ring up and say something like that, you just realise. But Wayne Bennett summed him up perfectly a couple of months ago, saying that he doesn't know anybody in the game who did more. He was a part of 10 premierships.
Yeah.
He said, we all fight really hard to win just one. He played for Australia, 19 games for New South Wales, 14 tests for Australia, named in the team of the century in 2008, and then also inducted into that Sporting Australian Hall of Fame in 2015. And then again in 2018, he became an immortal. And I think I will steal this. Chris O'Keefe has tweeted from Channel 9 today, which I just thought it was sensational and just so well said, that Gladiator, invincible, never before, never again, thanks for everything. He's just had such a crucial role in our game.
Yeah, incredible aura about him. And so humble for what he achieved in the game, which is often the mark of people of his era. The Dolphins are the new team in the NRL. What were your thoughts, Michelle?
Oh, look, it was pretty much, there was no guessing. I think we've been hearing about it for quite some time. Obviously they were very well cashed up, the $70 million in assets and, 20-plus million in cash. It's, I guess, rugby league heartland. But I just love the timing of all this. And obviously Bennett, I'm pretty sure Bennett had secret handshakes with all three clubs. He was always going to be the coach no matter what, wherever, when, where or how. It was funny to hear from a few sources that the Dolphins had lowballed him a little bit with an offer, but he's looking for a long-term deal. I'm hearing as much as 4 years and roughly around that $850,000 a season. But he is the man that is going to attract sponsorships. Mm. He is the man that's going to be able to have an attractive roster. There'd be some nervous clubs in the NRL right now, a la Parramatta, with the likes of Clint Gutherson, Reid Marnie, Joseph Paulo coming off contract. The timing is so sweet for this new organisation. They were talking about having Cam Munster and Harry Grant as the face of the Dolphins. I mean, there's two fairly, obvious choices. Cameron Munster would be an easier choice, I guess, than Harry Grant, because there's some complexities around his contract. The Kalyn Ponga issue, some Knights fans very, very nervous because he's got some clauses in his contract that's sort of well documented. But Christian Welsh, with a big C next to his name, says it all for me. Massive big tick there, because he's so articulate, he's intelligent, he's fantastic on and off the field.
We were talking about this just before, Michelle. If you were in charge of the Dolphins, who would you be signing first?
Look, there's probably an argument for and against Cam Munster, considering, he's at the moment he's obviously taking the right steps and seeking a little bit of help with some rehab, given what happened with the Melbourne Storm situation. But, yeah, I think Cam Munster, being from Queensland, I think he'd be a perfect fit. I do say I'm not just cashing in on the whole Melbourne Storm situation, but as I say, Christian, perfect fit as a captain. He'd be sensational for so many reasons on and off the field. But look, for mine, it'll be Wayne Bennett looking for that super strong spine. Obviously, not blowing the whole $9.3 million on the spine, but you know, shopping carefully. What? Like, just imagine that, guys, being given a salary cap of, or, you know, cashed up at $9.3 million and saying, "Go for your life," with 157 players coming off contract.
Yeah, it's a blank canvas, isn't it?
Amazing.
I thought you were going to say Adam Kieran on a 4-year deal, just because he's your nephew. But how? Yeah, anyway.
Well, if Wayne Bennett's listening, I'm sure we can talk.
Hey, just on that 4-year, Wayne.
Is there something in it for his auntie?
Yeah, well, exactly. A commission agent. Perfect. The 4-year deal, not necessarily as coach, right? Because I could imagine it being something along the lines of a year as coach, maybe 2 years as coach, an assistant there that takes over, and Wayne just is Wayne for the next couple of years. Is there any detail around that, Michelle?
You just put that so simply, Wayne can be Wayne, because Wayne can be Wayne.
Yeah.
He's simply just that kind of guy that has an effect on rugby league, on that whole, you know. Look, what I see is when you do the numbers, 4 years, he's sort of talking about a 75-year-old, is
yes.
it then?
Yes.
Like, wow. Gee, aren't we seeing some of the older? I mean, we're seeing Tim Sheens come back from overseas at his age and going to make a difference at the West Tigers. So age, you know, clearly has no barriers at all in rugby league. But look, you're probably right. And that's the most interesting thing I found about the whole transition with South Sydney. I did mention this on radio this morning. The fact that Blake Solly is still, you know, put that offer on the table solely for Wayne Bennett, not for any other coach.
Yeah.
He's still entitled to stay there. The offer's there for him to stay there and work as some sort of coaching director or work with Jason Demetrio next year. But for mine, that was massive. It speaks volumes for what type of guy Wayne Bennett must be, because he'd be privy to contractual, or all the contracts of
yes.
players, all that intimate detail that you try and keep away from other clubs. And, you know, clearly they feel very comfortable with the relationship at South Sydney. I mean, look, they've also got Cody Walker coming off contract. I mean,
yeah.
you know, it's huge. It's massive. But as you say, I'd probably see him in that role for about 2 years and then, you know, make the transition with somebody else, pretty much well like he's done for most of his career with the Bellamy's, with the Demetrios. You know, he's just, he is the perfect fit
yeah.
for this whole operation.
I think what they're...
I'm really interested in the fact too, sorry, I'll just say about the Dolphins factor. They're really pushing this Dolphins factor and trying to move away from the Redcliffe name. And a caller sort of suggested that there wasn't really anything wrong with it, but I just think they're trying to incorporate such a big area there all the way to the Sunshine Coast that that's probably their way of thinking. And the Dolphins, the Dolphin icon, I guess that the logo or the new logo, it already has such a history, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit like the Eastern Suburbs Roosters becoming the Sydney Roosters and what they
That's right.
try to do with that. Michelle, as always, outstanding. Enjoy your weekend and we'll look forward to chatting next week.
Have a great week, guys. Bye.